News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
See, now, as I mentioned before the break, I know a lot of you probably got a big shock yesterday. It certainly shocked me when Shane Coleman revealed that on this day next week, the 25th of December 2018, he is going to eat roast beef for his Christmas dinner. That is right. Christmas Day, the Coleman household will be sitting down for roast beef. Mm. What'd you say next year? Battered sausage and a bag of chips from the local?
That's an option.
Yeah, you just don't like Christmas traditions. I heard you ask the school if they take the kids for the day as well, you know?
I do like Christmas traditions. I'm just not mad about turkey.
Well,
but
look,
anyway,
Christmas traditions is what we're going to talk about. And Ross Golden, band and restaurant critic for Irish Country Magazine, a member of the Irish Food Writers Guild, is with us in studio. Good morning, Ross.
Morning.
Were you suitably distraught at the idea that Shane is going to be eating beef?
Well, do you know what? It's a very interesting choice.
Give the cows a day off.
It's an interesting choice because it is kind of blasphemous in a way. And if you look at what's consumed across Europe for Christmas, I mean, really the Anglophone world, it's all about turkey. But all across Europe, it's quite often fish, pork, lamb, lots of derivations on that.
Poland, it's a big thing. The big fish meal.
Several different types of fish on Christmas Eve.
I'd like that. Yeah.
But you'll note there's no beef anywhere there.
I'm kind of a bit of a trailblazer, though, Ross.
Yeah.
Well, by eating beef, Irishman eats beef, breaks mold.
Well, really, the thing about it was that in medieval or Tudor times, beef and red meat was considered, really the Viagra of medieval times.
That's the way
Even, in a monastery, you would never get red meat in a monastery because you never know what they get up to.
Yeah.
So
you're saying my wife needs to be careful.
So I say she needs to be careful.
Where did the turkey come from then? Why do we eat turkey on Christmas Day?
So we do turkey because we eat turkey. And in fact, like white meats and fish across Europe is kind of really because of that, that it's, it's not as lustful as red meat. So that's one of the reasons why we eat
the puritanical bird for Christmas.
Good point. But in fact, I mean, the myth is really that the turkey came from New England to Britain and then came to Ireland. But actually, it was a little bit more circuitous than that. The Spanish probably brought it back from Mexico and introduced it to Northern Europe, where it thrives. And the thing about turkey is it's easy to raise a whole load of turkey pretty cheaply, and it feeds a lot of people. Whereas goose, which was very traditional in Ireland for many, many years, it needs to be free range. You can't mass produce that. So it became easier and easier to serve that up rather than the goose.
And obviously people do ham with it. And it's kind of, we don't even think about it now. But any other day of the year, if I said, I'm going to do pork chops for dinner and I might throw a bit of bolognese on top of it. Why are we having two dinners?
Okay, I've been thrown by bolognese on top of your pork chops. Anyway, it's really, again, down to Irish traditions. If you look at our agricultural landscape, pork is a huge part of our landscape. And in some ways, the way, beef is to the Brits, lamb is to us, pork is another one of those items. And that's why you're going to find that on the kitchen table in Ireland rather than in other countries in Europe.
People as well get very excited about all the kind of the accoutrements, and the Brussels sprouts really divide people. I love Brussels sprouts, but then I guess what people say to me in response is, if you love them that much, why do you only eat them on Christmas Day?
Oh, well, I eat them throughout the year. I really love them, actually. In fact, they give me very nice raw in a salad with like dried cranberries and pecan nuts and things like that.
It'd be a bit hard to eat in a salad.
If you shave them very, very thinly. They're absolutely beautiful in a salad. But the Brussels sprouts, on one hand, are a relatively new addition. On the other hand, they've been cultivated since Roman times. But a lot of the traditions on our Christmas plate come from the economic boom of the Victorian period.
You must have terrible wind all year, Ross, do you, from eating Brussels sprouts? Do you?
Well, I don't need Brussels sprouts to be windy. Firstly, of course, it's seasonal. They're easy to grow. They look kind of pretty as well. And it coincided with a period in economic history in Britain where lots of working class people and middle class people had a lot more money to spend. And there was this demand for produce for people to consume over Christmas. So that's why it coincided with that. Also along with Christmas cards, crackers, all these kinds of things. really boom time and all those so-called traditions began in the Victorian period to feed a market, a demand.
Mm. I have to ask you about spiced beef, because all those from the People's Republic listening have been getting in touch saying we have to mention spiced beef.
Oh, the lusty folk of the People's Republic of Cork. Across all of Europe, nobody is eating beef. Across most of Ireland, nobody is eating beef except for the Corkonians. And that's a really interesting story, because really Cork was the provisions capital of the British Empire. So dry goods and spices would come from across the empire to Cork. And then because it's such, the hinterland around Cork was so rich, the cattle and etc. would be exported from there. And a way pre-refrigeration of preserving this is through spices and saltpeter and things like this. So that's how we get the tradition of spiced beef in Cork.
Well, look, Brenda Kay has been in touch saying she's having beef on Christmas Day too. So there you're not alone.
Yeah. Hashtag just saying.
All right, Ross, listen, thanks a million for coming into us this morning. Ross Golden Bannon, restaurant critic for Irish Country Magazine, a member of the Irish Food Writers Guild.
Okay, congratulations to Martin O'Neill in Skibbereen. I presume it's not the Martin O'Neill, who correctly answered that PowerPoint is the software that has the extension .ppt. You've won for yourself a Microsoft Surface Go with attachable keyboard and Surface Pen and mouse. You'll have another chance to win this prize tomorrow morning on the show.
Markets, the ISIC is down 19 to 5451. The FTSE's down 46 to 6727. €1 will buy you almost 90 pence sterling and $1.13. The markets, as always, with thanks to Davy.
Okay, Pat Kenny has popped in. Tell us what's coming up in the show. Morning, Pat.
Morning. We'll be talking about sex education, what the kids should be told about everything and at what age and by whom. We'll be talking about Jeremy Corbyn yesterday. He played his hand in the Commons. See where that gets him. He might have been slightly outplayed by Theresa May. Anyway, we'll be talking to Stephen Pound about all of that. Tis the season to be jolly and drunk. So we'll be talking about the cost.
Sometimes
of
the two go hand
Christmas.
In hand, yeah.
And Niall Stokes coming in to talk about a new book about U2, kind of their history, but also looking at the writing of their songs and where the lyrics came from. So that should be very interesting. And Jess Kelly will conclude her tech Christmas gift list.
Oh, very good.
And lots more as well.
All that and more coming up with Pat from Nine. The votes are in, Shane, and they have been counted.
The battle of the bands, East 17 versus Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time for your favourite Christmas song. 60% saying don't agree with either of you.
Ignore that 60.
18%.
Spoiled votes.
18% went for Paul McCartney. 22% went for East 17. So Kieran wins. We're going to play out with East 17. News Talk Breakfast will be back in the morning at 7 o'clock. But in the meantime, what's the song called?
Stay by E17.
Baby, if you got to go away, don't think I could take the pain. Won't you stay another day? Oh, don't leave me alone like this. Don't you say it's the final kiss. Won't you stay another day? Don't you know we've come too far now, just to go and try to throw it all away? Thought I heard you say you love me, that your love was gonna be here to stay. I've only just begun to know you. All I can say is won't you stay just one more day. Stay alive.